Well, there were two friends that were together, that we used to be together, and I separated from this particular spot in the city. And they were supposed to meet back here in 20 years. Well, one showed up, one of the men showed up, patiently waiting for a police officer to walk past, checking doors as he went along. Stopped, he asked the gentleman what was going on. He's waiting for a friend. But in the meantime, he lit this match and lit a cigar, and the policeman found out there that he was wanted by the police for robbery and or something in Chicago. But he went on through the different orders, said he would be waiting. As the policeman walked away, started checking the doors, bidding each other good night. And then a fellow ran up from across the street, shot from across the street, from the opposite side of the street where he was standing, and walked up and said, "Jim, by name, is that you?" I said, "Yes," and they continued talking. And they said to himself that he knows that the place had changed from once upon a time was a cafeteria or restaurant, and now there's another building. As he went along talking, the man told him that he was under arrest. He said, he passed him a note, and he read that the policeman was actually the guy he was actually waiting for. And found that he was wanted. He read this note and said that he was wanted for this particular crime in Chicago. I said, "Before I go to the station, I want you to read this note." That's what he said. And he read it and found out this guy was the original guy he was supposed to be the police officer. And they arrested him. What else?
Okay. Now, I want you to make up a story. Well, not make up. Well, yeah, make up a story. It could be a childhood experience, anything. But it has to be at least three people in the story. Three or more people, if you can.
Make up one.
Well, yeah. Well, you can think of a childhood experience. Something like that would be fun.
Well, as a kid, I had a friend named Dutch Taylor, and his brother Bob Wayne. We were very close. They came up from North Carolina in 1937. And we started going. They were going. I was going to Douglas Summer School, so they, along and Meadow, enrolled them both to the same school where I was. And there we became the best of friends up through the years. I don't think there was nothing too great for either of us for one another. But there came a time when Bob Wayne, a younger brother, a year younger, got into some serious trouble and went to prison. Dutch became a gangster. He offered me things that I didn't accept because I don't do drugs. You know, but they made plenty of money. Eventually, Bob Wayne was killed, and Dutch Taylor is in bad shape now, health-wise. Me, I'm yet humming along at the age of 74 and doing very well. Well, I did go to school. I completed high school half years in college. Played sports.
Okay, good. But we're talking about Dutch Schultz from there.
Oh, no. That's the, that's what they call him, Dutch Schultz. This black dude, though, you know.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, now this is a story. This is a very short story. I'm going to tell it to you, and you tell it back to me. Okay. This is a story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and a little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Okay, tell me the story back.
That was a lady shopping in a store. In some way, she lost her wallet out of her bag. When she'd gotten to the cashier to pay for the foods, she discovered that she'd lost her wallet. She carefully put the groceries aside, went home, and as she's entering her door, the telephone rang. A little girl called and said that she had found her wallet.
Oh, okay. Now, remember the story, because at the end, I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again. Okay. Now, these are the memory exercises. Okay, I'm going to say some numbers and repeat it back to me. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
Say it again.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
649713.
392487.
392847.
591-7428.
591-4278.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers. This time, say it backwards.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
24. 42.
58.
85.
629-26. Okay. 415.
514.
Okay. 3279.
9723.
Mm-hmm. 4968.
86. Oh, I missed that one.
Nine. Okay. 15286.
86512.
Okay. 61843.
4, 3, 8. I missed it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is another memory exercise. I get my stopwatch to work. I want you to name as many animals as start with foods. Name as many foods as you can. Any type of food.
Cereals? You want the name of them or just?
Just name anything.
All right, cereals, cornflakes, let me see, puff wheat, grits, well, chicken, steak, ham, pork chop, ribs, chitlins, hog maws. Cake, pie, bread, soda. Soda's not a food, but it's buns, pie. Vegetables, collard greens, cabbage, broccoli, string beans, peas.
Anymore?
What about this?
I just want you to get to a minute. 1 minute's up. Okay, this time, oops. Okay, name as many animals as you can. In 1 minute.
All right. Elephants, apes, tigers, lions, zebras, horses, cows. Giraffe. What's the zebra? Dogs. Cats. Chicken, not animal, is it?
You can name
it. That's enough. I don't know what's much about animals.
Any more? It's not a minute yet.
A minute ago?
It's not a minute yet. You got some more seconds left.
Let me see. Squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits. awesome, cool. Oh, a snake, that's a reptile. Snake.
That's it? Any more?
Buffalo. News.
Okay. Okay, last one is kitchen items, things you find in the kitchen. Okay.
Icebox, freezers, knives, utilities, pots, pans, sink, cabinets, glasses. Well, that's the plates. Plates, saucers, cups. Yeah, I mean, stove. Food.
That's it?
That's all I can think of in the kitchen.
Okay. Okay. Now, here. You see that first part? All I want you to do in that is just read it across.
Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. That's the exercise. So start from here and read it across as fast as you can. And I'm going to time you. Okay? Go.
Mm-hmm. Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Now this one, name the color across.
Okay. Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's the exercise. In this case, start from here and name the colors off as fast as, wait a minute, let me get this right. As fast as you can. Okay, go.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, now, this time I want you to read across, but tell me the color that the word is written in.
Brown, green, orange, black, green, gray.
No, what you have to name the color that it's written in. Green.
It's written in green.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh. Well, you don't want the word.
No, I don't want the word. I just want the color that it's written in.
Okay. You got green, black, gray, and yellow.
Gray and
yellow. Oh, blue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Can I try it again?
Green, black, gray, and yellow.
Yeah.
I mean blue.
Yeah. Okay. That's the exercise. So start over here and tell me the color that the word is written in. Don't read the word.
Okay.
Okay, let me get you going. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, yellow. I'm sorry. Green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, red. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Red, green, blue. Green, I mean blue, that is green, red, yellow, green, blue, I mean red. Green. Well, that's green. I'm very bad at this, I think. I blanked on that.
Okay, that's it?
Bill and Red.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Yes.
Can you tell me that one more time?
The lady shopping groceries in the store. While shopping, she had lost her purse out of her wallet. I'm out of her bag. Mm-hmm. She got to the counter. She discovered the fact that she had lost her purse, pushed the groceries aside, left and returned home. I finally entered the door. The phone rang, and a little girl called and said she had found her wallet.
Okay. That's it. Okay. And what?
Now, can I think it's when I take you to eat with it?
When, today?
When do you want
to? I got to work.
Turn this thing off.
Oh.